USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump weighing in on the Democratic presidential race as he continues a tour of India. Speaking to reporters just before a visit to the Taj Mahal, Trump was asked about the Democratic frontrunner who notched another win on Saturday in the Nevada caucuses. Trump saying about Bernie Sanders, quote, "I actually think he would be tougher than most of the other candidates as he is a lot like me, but I have a much bigger base." In a 60 Minutes interview on CBS last night, Sanders himself was talking about going up against Trump.
Anyone who tells you that Donald Trump is not going to be a tough opponent is kidding themselves.
Fans will be packing the Staples Center later today to say a final farewell to L.A. Lakers legend Kobe Bryant at a public memorial service. He was killed in a helicopter crash last month. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Federal health officials calling off a plan that would have transferred quarantined coronavirus patients to Alabama. The plan canceled yesterday after residents and local officials in Calhoun County were raising concerns about the idea. The feds were planning to transfer the patients from the Diamond Princess cruise ship that's been docked off the coast of Japan to a FEMA facility in Anniston. The city council there voting to pursue legal action over the proposal, and hours after it announced that it would do so, federal and state officials announced a change in plans. White House National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien says he hasn't seen any intelligence showing that Russia is trying to help President Trump win re-election. On ABC's This Week, O'Brien called it the same old story before adding that it was a non-story. The New York Times did previously report that House lawmakers were informed that Russia is seeking to have Trump re-elected. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Billionaire Tom Steyer will be on stage with fellow Democratic presidential hopefuls this week as a new CBS News YouGov poll just out today gives him 18% support in South Carolina. That's enough to qualify him for Tuesday's debate in Charleston. Steyer has spent a lot of time and money in South Carolina, so now he'll debate six others, including Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Federal and local authorities are investigating after 18 Jewish community centers across New York were targeted with bomb threats yesterday. At least one center in New Jersey was also targeted. The threats were emailed, but some were found to be credible, and in Albany, more than 100 people were evacuated from a center yesterday morning as police were sweeping the building. New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo tweeting that the state has, quote, zero tolerance for anti-Semitism, adding, "We won't let hate and fear win." And most of the late Kirk Douglas's $61 million fortune is going to charitable causes. The screen icon passing away this month at 103. Most of the money left behind will be given out by his charity, the Douglas Foundation, to groups including Children's Hospital in Los Angeles and the Kirk Douglas Theater in Culver City. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.